Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Now the time is coming up to 6:34. Despite the trade barriers created by Brexit, the UK remains Ireland's second biggest trading partner. But with red tape in shipping, stuff there from here to there is acting as a deterrent to trade. So now OnPost is launching a new streamlined service for companies to get their goods to Great Britain called UK Direct. It includes pre-clearance and payments of duties in advance, and it estimates that as many as 10,000 Irish SMEs could benefit. And Garrett Bridgman is the Managing Director of OnPost Commerce and is on the line. Good morning, Garrett.
Good morning, Joe. How are you?
Tell us what it was like before UK Direct for an SME shipping products from Ireland to the UK.
Well, before Brexit came along, Irish SMEs were doing really well. And, you know, since 2020, there has been a massive increase in online shopping into both domestically and internationally. It's up over 300%. So we would have been doing about 400,000 parcels a week back in 2020. That's up about 1.8 million this week, for example. So Irish SMEs are doing really well into the UK market, and then Brexit came along. And essentially, when Brexit came along, there was a whole load of new rules, customs fees and charges. And UK consumers, when they bought from an Irish SME, the item would arrive, it could get delayed, it could get stopped at customs, could get even returned to Ireland, and essentially would arrive with additional fees. So the price that customers paid at the checkout from the UK, when that arrived, there was a 20% charge on it. So essentially what that did was, overnight, it really turned off UK consumers from buying it from Irish SMEs. Mm. So essentially, we've seen since 2021, trade, e-commerce trade into UK is down about 46%. So it has had a big impact on Irish business exporting e-commerce into UK.
And of course, it is now in your interest within OnPost to make that as seamless as possible. So you've introduced this new product called UK Direct. Tell us about it.
Yeah, well, what we've been doing, obviously we've been working with a lot of our Irish SMEs, and they're saying, listen, the Irish market's great, but there's 69 million people market next door to us, our largest trading partner. We want to get in there. So what we've done is if you buy something, for example, from Amazon today into Ireland, it's seamless and it arrives to your door and there's no sticker shock or there's no additional fees or charges. We've actually built that technology from Ireland into the UK, and we've partnered with Royal Mail and we've built this new service. So what happens is once a customer signs up and registered with OnPost, we actually offer an end-to-end delivery and return service into the UK, and we will take care of everything in terms of we'll pre-clear the item from customs, we'll pay even customs fees to the UK's HRMS for them, we will offer a three-day track service. But most importantly, and this is the biggest challenge that happened since Brexit, if a UK consumer does not like the Irish product and wants to return it, today that is incredibly difficult and it's almost impossible because they cannot get their customs fees back off the UK government. So with our new service, we will offer a seamless return service where UK consumers can drop their item off at up to 24,000 UK drop-off points. So it's a real seamless service for our customers.
And what does OnPost charge? In other words, you're not doing this for for charitable purposes.
No, we're not. Like with all our services, we have we charge a small margin. We don't offer we don't charge a big margin for these kind of services. So essentially, the cost will be about, depends on the size of the item, how many customers are shipping, but it's a very good price, probably around the €7 fee. But once Irish SMEs contact
€7 per parcel.
Per parcel into the UK, around that price, yeah, which is a really good rate in the market.
And what kind of sectors will benefit from this? As in what type of companies, SMEs mostly, I presume, will benefit the most from this new service?
Well, it's amazing, really. And this is one of the heartening things in Ireland. We have so many different sectors that are really, really thriving, from the likes of an Elvries, sports goods into UK, lots of expats who want to buy their GAA jersey. Mm-hmm. Or you may have someone like a Burren Perfumery who, again, sell into the UK. But then there's a lot of startups. Number of startups such as, say, Betty and Biddy, which would be a small jewellery company. So, since the advances in technology, the barriers to entry into online e-commerce are just evaporating. And, what we see is we have a lot of research Online shopping is here to stay, and it's going to continue this absolutely massive growth because more and more bricks and mortar are moving online, and all the international research say this is staying. So what I'd say to any SME out there is it's really easy to get online. If you have a great product, you know, you can go online, you can even use some of the AI tools to help you. But if once you have a great product, it's really, really easy to get online. Low barriers to entry, low overhead costs, and a huge market next door, 69 million people that we can help you get tap into.
Okay, now we are in the middle of an energy shock. Quite a few nations around the world. It's starting in the Far East and Southeast Asia, but it is coming to Europe with fuel restrictions and restrictions on travel, etc. Is that going to affect your business?
It will affect our business. You know, fuel is obviously a big input cost into our business. Thankfully, we've moved a lot of our fleet to electric. So over half of our fleet are electric, and we have amazing technology which monitors the performance and utilization of that. So really, really squeezing that. And we're obviously working with our international hauliers because you know, the cost of a ship container now is really rocketing. So we're working through it. You know, in terms of our consumers, we haven't passed any cost on in terms of to our consumers who post across in the post offices, but we will be looking at some energy surcharges for some of our larger customers, our large commercial customers in the market. But yeah, it's a situation we're monitoring. And you know, one of the issues we did have was a lot of our trade comes from international destinations which come through the Middle East in terms of shipping and in terms of flights, but they've all rerouted around different parts of Europe. And so yeah, we'll have an impact on cost, but we're not passing anything on to our smaller customers at this stage.
Now, Denmark is scrapping the Universal Postal Service. Any chance of that happening in Ireland?
No, I don't think so. I mean, mail has declined at about 7-8% on an annual basis, but mail is still incredibly important. And, you know, people get shocked when I tell them that we deliver 800,000 letters a day still. And, you know, there'll always be a place for letters. It will continue to decline, but there's those things, those important documents, those medical appointments, those, you know, licenses, those, you know, tax discs, all these things are still here. They will reduce, but we don't see ourselves getting rid of the universal service obligation.
Thanks, Garrett. That's Garrett Bridgman, the Managing Director of OnPost Commerce.
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.